Secretary of State Clinton visited Myanmar this week. The country, also known as Burma, has been an international pariah for years because of the brutal rule of its military junta. But now there's some signs that at least some of the generals want to allow political reforms. Secretary Clinton's trip was intended to test the regime's commitment to that effort. She also visited two very different cities during her visit, and as NPR's Michelle Kellerman reports, they represent the two sides of life in Myanmar, a gulf the U.S. would like to help bridge.
Secretary Clinton describes her first face-to-face encounters with Aung San Suu Kyi as an overwhelming personal experience. She spent time in Suu Kyi's home, where the Nobel laureate was kept under house arrest for years, met her staff, and even brought a treat for Suu Kyi's dog.
He's a very famous dog today.
Well, I hope you enjoy what I brought you. Chew away. Chew away.
They looked like old friends and clearly spoke the same language about democracy, the rights of ethnic groups, and the need for development aid to lift Myanmar, or Burma as they still call it, out of poverty.
We want to see this country take its rightful place in the world. We want to see every child here given the chance for a good education, for the health care that he or she needs, for a job that will support a family, for development not only in the cities but in the rural areas as well.
Clinton and Suu Kyi met in Myanmar's old capital, Yangon, a place teeming with people and rich in historical and religious sites, one of which Clinton toured during her stay.
Hello.
Onlookers applauded her as she walked around on a guided tour of the Shwedagon Pagoda, glistening in the sunset. There were no crowds, however, to greet her at her earlier stop in the trip in Naypyidaw, the new capital a few hours to the north. In fact, there were hardly any people at all, aside from government officials. I'm standing outside the presidential palace in Naypyidaw. We came here on what looked to be a 20-lane highway with absolutely no traffic. This city is quite surreal, and the story goes that the former military ruler, Tun Shui, decided in secret to build this city. And he was advised by an astrologer to move the capital to this more remote and safer part of the country. And he gave the government just one weekend to move back in 2005. Compared to Tan Shui, the country's new president, Thein Sein, is viewed as a reformer. He welcomed Clinton's entire entourage, reporters and all, into his palace, and Clinton urged him to keep on track with reforms. When I asked the secretary what she thought of Naypyidaw, she tried to be diplomatic, saying she's seen new capitals sprout up in other countries as well.
And it always gives you a surreal impression, like, is this a set? Is it going to be here when I come back tomorrow? But they've obviously invested a lot of money and effort in designing their government buildings. So that's where the business of the government apparently is going to be done. But it's not a bustling, lively city like Rangoon is, for sure.
So you think Aung San Suu Kyi will manage to live there or work there?
Oh, I think she is disciplined and determined. And, you know, if they said that the next meeting would be on Mars, she'd figure out a way to get there.
It's hard to picture Aung San Suu Kyi in the new capital, far removed from the people she wants to represent. Then again, she's probably the best person to serve as a bridge between her supporters and the isolated government in Naypyidaw. Michelle Kellerman, NPR News.